Moving on from screening, Robert, together with Dr. Doina Gergel from the Vascular Research Laboratory, also at Aston University, now discuss the role of the clinician in dementia management. Alzheimer's disease is well known to cause a range of cognitive and behavioral concerns. Perhaps less well known is the significant impact the disease has on the health of the eyes and vision. Understanding this may well help in earlier diagnosis, improve optometric management, and benefit the ongoing care of the patient. Robert and Doina explore this further, along with ways in which eye care practitioners can improve the quality of life of patients with Alzheimer's.
My name is Robert Cubbage, and I'm a senior lecturer at Aston University, and one of my fellow lecturers, Doina Gergel, is here to talk us through the issues that Alzheimer's brings about in the eyes and the vision of a patient.
Alzheimer's disease patients suffer of a large variety of ocular abnormalities and disorders, some of which have higher incidence among these patients than in general population. The list is very long, so we can start with pupil abnormalities of various degrees, cataracts, glaucoma, macular cell loss, going then to more complex issues such as abnormalities of visual processing, facial recognition, stereopsis, and finally, visual hallucinations. All these disorders occur through mechanisms that are induced by specific pathological changes that are associated with Alzheimer's disease. A large number of these patients also suffer from various degrees of sight loss, and this is a very important issue because the association between Alzheimer's disease with all its problems and memory loss with sight loss leads to more complex problems and additional problems such as loss of independence, isolation, risk of falls, anxiety and depression, all of which contributing to an increased burden on patients, families, and society.
So how might early Alzheimer's impact upon an eye examination in community practice? And what symptoms do you think clinicians should look out for?
Mild cognitive impairment, that's the first stage of cognitive loss. And early Alzheimer's disease patients are not much different from the age-matched controls when it comes to the routine eye examination. So the problem is not really there, because there are no routine tests that could help the examiner identify early the risk for cognitive loss. I'm talking about routine tests that any optometrist can do. It has been reported anecdotally that an exaggerated pupil response to mydriatics predicted the risk of cognitive impairment. However, this test lacks sensitivity and specificity, so it cannot be applied as a conclusive diagnostic tool. Also, in Alzheimer's disease patients, we have higher concentrations of amyloid beta proteins in the aqueous humor when compared to the age-matched controls, and the uptake of these proteins in the equatorial region of the lens results in equatorial supranuclear cataracts. So this is something else that the optometrist can look for. Also, the patients with Alzheimer's disease have a higher incidence of glaucoma than in the general population through various mechanisms that are common for both glaucoma and Alzheimer's disease. In addition to glaucoma itself, patients with Alzheimer's disease also have optic nerve degenerations, retinal ganglion cell loss, and thinning of the retinal nerve fiber layer. In patients with Alzheimer's disease, we can also find various degrees of macular cell loss. So all these diseases and changes in the eye can be expected to be found in patients with Alzheimer's disease. Now, the problems are more complex when it comes to advanced Alzheimer's disease patients, where in addition to what I have listed previously, we have other more complex issues such as facial recognition problems, abnormalities of the contrast sensitivity, abnormalities of the color vision, and inability to recognize depth.
Why might eye care practitioners be instrumental in the future detection and screening for Alzheimer's?
In the UK, there are only very few eye care providers who are properly trained to manage visual impairments in Alzheimer's disease patients. The problem exists because in these patients we have defective memory, we have confusion, we have slow response, and we have a short attention span. And this makes the examination of Alzheimer's disease patients very challenging for any professional. Therefore, a lot of vision-threatening condition might be missed in these patients because they are deemed as untestable by conventional means. Nevertheless, every effort should be made to increase the number of optometrists trained to treat Alzheimer's disease. In addition, the practitioner should know that correcting any deficits in refraction should not be considered unnecessary in any case of Alzheimer's disease. In addition, caregivers should be trained to encourage the patient to wear the correction whenever necessary. The caregivers usually report back that the patients will not wear their corrections because they do not understand the reason or because there is a confusion between different spectacles for near and distance. With memory loss, the patient do not understand the reason for wearing spectacles because in those moments that they remember about, they were not wearing glasses. So therefore, wearing now, they don't understand the reason for what they are wearing the glasses. Labeling the glasses is also a good practice. So train the caregivers to label the glasses if there is different glasses for near and for distance. It has been suggested that using high quality varifocals can increase the chance of patients wearing their correction because the quality of the image is much better and is giving the patient a greater comfort in wearing the glasses. The role of the eye care provider is not limited here. There is other methods that the optometrists can apply to increase the quality of vision and quality of life in patients with Alzheimer's disease. It has been shown that using yellow filters, which have been proven to increase reading speed and contrast sensitivity in retinitis pigmentosa patients and glaucoma patients, are also beneficial in Alzheimer's disease patients. Cataract removal, so referral for cataract removal, is very important for improving the vision and, of course, the quality of life of these patients. However, as any surgical procedure, this procedure carries problems associated with coping abilities in these patients if complications occur, especially in those with advanced Alzheimer's disease and challenging behavior. So for that particular reason, it has been proposed that once the cataract is diagnosed in a dementia patient, the patient should be referred immediately to the eye services, to the hospitalized services for treatment, while the patient still has consent. Other ways of helping Alzheimer's patient could be increasing color contrast in their familiar environment, because it has been proved that this can also help with the quality of life and food and liquid intake. For example, using red colored plates can increase the food intake by 25% in these patients and liquid intake by 85% in these patients, because a lot of them do not see the difference in color between the food and the plate. They cannot see the food, so therefore they don't eat. Therefore, they are losing weight and they fade away, not because they have no appetite, but just because they don't see the food on their plate. All the above are important actions that the optometrist can take to improve the quality of life of the Alzheimer's patients and also of their families and caregivers. Through their clinical decision-making skills, optometrists can decide what is important and what is necessary to be done in every single case.
What resources are available and what do you think would be useful for optometrists to be aware of to help and improve the quality of life of a patient who comes in with Alzheimer's disease?
The College of Optometrists is taking at the moment great steps in creating guidelines for managing patients with Alzheimer's disease. On their website, the Guidance for Professional Practice has a section on examining patients with dementia or cognitive impairment. So that's a very important source to be accessed. Also, the RNIB, Alzheimer's Society, Thomas Pocklington Trust and AROP also took the initiative of setting up a group known as Dementia and Silos Committee as part of Vision 2020. I'm also part of this committee. And in January 2017, this committee has published three documents, Dementia and Low Vision Fact Sheet, Wearing Spectacles with Dementia, and Eye Examination for People with Dementia. All these documents are useful for patients, caregivers, and eye care providers. In addition, optometry schools should include in their programs lectures, workshops, practicals on specific ocular health-related issues in patients with Alzheimer's disease to prepare the students and practitioners for challenges that come with an aging population. At Aston, we already provide this kind of training to undergraduate students.
How much of an issue do you think is the lack of public awareness about Alzheimer's?
A low level of knowledge in general population concerning the link between vision loss and Alzheimer's disease could also contribute to the fact that visual disabilities are not properly diagnosed and treated in Alzheimer's disease. There is not much work about public awareness. However, we have conducted a structured interview that included 1,000 participants selected randomly from the UK general population. And our results showed that although a high percentage of general public recognized symptoms such as memory decline and confusion as being part of Alzheimer's disease clinical picture, only 9% of the responders believed that visual impairment and certain eye diseases are common associated with Alzheimer's disease. So it is possible that this lack of awareness leads to the fact that Alzheimer's disease patients and their families are not actively seeking optometric and ophthalmologic advice when experiencing problems that are in fact the result not the result of dementia, but the result of an ocular disease. The issues of sight loss and oculopathology in Alzheimer's disease is a very important one, and a lot of optometrists are not aware of this issue. A very important quote by Dr. Charles Duffy from University of Rochester in New York said that people with Alzheimer's get lost not because they don't remember where they've been, but because they can't see where they are going. In a speech of the House of Commons, Jim Shannon MP said that it's often assumed that someone with dementia will not gain any benefit from sight testing and vision correction because they are no longer involved in any activities. But also he added that if the patients are given the chance to see well, they'll be more active, and therefore vision correction plays an important role in supporting the well-being of a person living with dementia. So given the impacts described in this interview of visual impairments on outcomes such as falls, functional impairment, ability to engage in the community, and dementia-related behavior and neuropsychiatric symptoms, any improvement in the primary and secondary measures and vision improvement in these patients will be expected to have a significant benefit, not just for the quality of life, but for ongoing care needs, and also will relieve potential caregivers' burden and healthcare costs.
What's currently being done to rectify this lack of awareness, and what more do you think needs to be done about it?
Not enough is done. So at the moment, there are not many resources for the public to teach the public about the importance of Alzheimer's disease and visual issues or sight loss. So in an ideal world, this issue could be addressed by working with media, non-profit organization, the education sector, community living center, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and others. Public awareness campaigns can be effective to improve knowledge in general population about various public health issues. And the media significance, I think, in my opinion, will be important and continue to grow because more traditional news outlets are being replaced by evolving communication technology such as smartphones, apps, computers, and other social media outlets.
Thank you, Doina and Robert. And that brings this edition of Advances in Eye Care to a close. As always, we value your input, so please feel free to send us feedback on what you've heard today, as well as any suggestions you have for future content. To submit comments, email inquiries@docket.info. And if you'd like to find out more about what we've discussed today, remember you can find references and further reading for all topics by visiting the website. That's all from me, Jeff Watts. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon with the next edition of Advances in Eye Care. Look out, too, for another of our special editions on the latest developments in referrals.